He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the last day of March, and it's the end of the first quarter of 2020. Do you know where your portfolio is today? Well, we've got the Dow up 28 right now, 33,093. Yesterday was a very good day for the value stocks. And I saw a glimmer of light from the beleaguered momentum stocks. So we'll see if that follows through. There may at least be some trading opportunities down here in some of those beaten up areas of the market. The Dow was up more, but now it's 23 points to the upside, 33,089. The NASDAQ doing best of all. NASDAQ having a good day today. I got to believe the semiconductor stocks are probably having a good day. The NASDAQ up 188 to 13,033. S&P up 21 points, 39.79. Is that a new all-time high? Let's see, the high in the NASDAQ was 39.69. Yes, we have a new all-time high. Sound the foghorn on the S&P 500 as it closes in on 4,000. We've got the Russell 2K small caps up 1%. They were really weak on Monday. Today, their last couple of days, they've rebounded a little bit. Crude oil is up 6 cents to 60.61. Gold remains under 1,700. It's up $10 an ounce to 16.96. The 10-year today is quiet, 1.72, but it was noisy yesterday. And Bitcoin down 369. It's back under 60,000, but it's at 50,840. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show on this March 31st, the last day of the first quarter of 2021. And we will start getting the earnings parade rounding the bend on Wall Street in a couple of weeks. And we're expecting about a 23% growth in earnings for this first quarter of 2021 versus the same comparable quarter of 2020. Of course, it was not as affected this quarter as much by the COVID as the 2020 quarter was. There were some signs of life yesterday in those momentum names. Well, let's just use Tesla. Let's use Tesla for a while here as kind of the face of the momentum stocks. Of course, when its momentum was, when it really had the momentum with it, the force with it, it was hitting $900 per share. Lately, it's been floundering around the 630 mark. Tesla had a pretty good day yesterday. It's even tempting down here at $656. That's a pretty good, you know, dead cat bounce the more I look at it. But we'll see. Tesla is up 3.2% today. We'll use that again as our proxy daily to watch these momentum names. There is also a few momentum ETFs out there. And I also noticed maybe the solar stocks yesterday, they've had a steep sell-off. Maybe there's some opportunities and some value there. Well, the value stocks had a really good day yesterday, especially the small cap value stocks. We had a very good day yesterday. We still own a fair amount of tech. But in our smaller ultra growth and emerging, well, the ultra growth, we have definitely have much more of a value leaning right now than we do a growth. Of course, I require growth too, value plus growth. But I'm just really watching my P's and Q's, especially my forward P's. Okay, Forward PE is very important right now. Keep them low. And watch those PEG ratios. Don't let those creep up on you. Keep them around one. I wouldn't stray too far above one. Boy, the Dow has just given up the ghost here. It's now down 2 points. NASDAQ, though, 190 still. The European indices in the red last night. German jobless claims fall by 8,000 in March. Of course, Germany was talking about shutting down once again. They didn't do that. Their unemployment rate maintains 6%, which was in line with expectations. They're also having problems in Europe with the vaccine, the rollout of the vaccine. That's a big logistical problem, and it's being complicated by now. They're not giving the AstraZeneca vaccine in Germany to people under 60. They're going to ban the vaccine for those under 60 because there has been a blood clot issue. There has to be, or they wouldn't be banning that vaccine. So that's kind of complicating things in Europe. Now, yesterday, during the market, the consumer confidence came in. I want to relay that today. It surged in March. Well, you know what? That's all you got to do is drive down what street in your town are all the restaurants located in, and the bars and the nightclubs and whatever. Just drive down that street tonight or tomorrow night, maybe Good Friday, Saturday. It's going to be a busy weekend all over the place. Hotels are jam-packed. Will this be a super COVID spreader event? But it is a big sign that, you know, consumer confidence, people are out spending money, restaurants are full again for the most part. We've been fully open in South Carolina here for a couple of months, I would say. But I do know there's still some states out there that are like 25% open, 30% open. March consumer confidence came in at 109.7 versus 96. That was a blowout number. I think this has been expected. We're looking for a pretty good last half of this year as far as the consumer, as far as the economy goes. My only issue with that is it's already been baked into the cake. Remember, markets are forward-looking, 18 to 24 months down the road. So the next 6 months, the next 9 months, the next 12 months has pretty much already been accounted for in the market. March ADP. Okay, so we get the big, I guess we'll get the big non-farm payrolls report Thursday because of Good Friday. The ADP jobs report came in at 517,000. 500,000 was the consensus. I always look to the market as to what the market thought of the report. The Dow is down 7. So that's what the market, it's a big yawn from the Dow today on that March ADP jobs report. NASDAQ a little bit more excited, but I don't think it's reacting to the jobs report. It was up what it was before the jobs report came out. Let's see, Asian equities under pressure. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of issues going on right now. China is turning the screws on anybody that mentions or questions, you know, that region of China where these Uyghur Muslims are being held, forced labor, re-education, all this kind of stuff. There seems to be plenty of truth to that. And Nike got in trouble for speaking out on it. Yesterday it was H&M clothing store that got in trouble for it. China took H&M down off of all their websites. You can't even mention it. It's like China's stance on this is it's none of your business. Well, I don't know. Enslaving people, it seems to be kind of an issue there. But anyways, China and the equities continue to be under pressure. I saw a few signs of life. You know, there were some leadership. There were some momentum names in China before the momentum stock started to sell off. I saw a few signs of life there, but I'm not going to go running back into JD.com or Data, DADA, or Tencent Holdings. Not just yet, okay? The rest of the world seems to kind of be giving China a cold shoulder right now, and they're not happy about it. Oh, no. They've got their puppet in North Korea firing missiles into the ocean just to get our attention, right? Bank of America sees CapEx as a big winner from the infrastructure program. Well, I've been seeing that. I've been talking about farm machinery stocks, you know, capital equipment to grow your business, right? To add the capacity and whatnot. When we come back, I'll talk about a few of those areas of CapEx that look pretty good right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's Best Stocks Now Show. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of Best Stocks Now Show. This will be a shortened week in the market. Friday, the market will be closed. Gee, I haven't had a day off in a long, long time. I'll probably look at charts. No, we'll see. We'll get the newsletter out to you as quickly as we can, working on it on Thursday. The Dow down 15, 16 right now. I'm just looking at a chart of the NASDAQ. It's still under its 50-day moving average, okay? That's one thing I don't like. It's bumping its head up against some resistance there. But it is a little perkier. It looked terrible, you know, a few days ago. It has improved somewhat, okay? But, you know, it's you can't paint the entire NASDAQ with the same color brush either. There are some very good stocks, some very good value stocks that are have good growth, good peg ratios, etc., in the NASDAQ. So it comes down to, well, Bill, do you like any tech stocks right now? Yes, but it depends on the stock. I wouldn't be buying the tech sector right now, but I would definitely be looking for stocks within that tech sector. Okay, let's look for some beneficiaries from the big infrastructure program that's going to be announced today. President Joe Biden will detail his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan at an event in Pittsburgh today. The speech will come shortly after the market closes today. The plan will be broken up into four parts. It will provide money for transportation, for manufacturing, for care of the elderly and disabled, and for home issues like high-speed broadband and clean water. So there's the four major areas. Now you got to think about the sectors that are involved here. And you got to think of some individual stocks that will could be or likely to be on the receiving end of this $2.3 trillion. Clear beneficiaries, and I'm seeing this in the charts. I've been seeing it for weeks, okay? Clear beneficiaries of an infrastructure bill would be sectors sensitive to picks and shovels, CapEx. All right? Industrials. Well, I've been watching Caterpillar break out. I've been watching Deere break out. I've been watching Honeywell. I've been watching many of the industrial stocks. They were left behind by flying robo-taxis, okay? I mean, that was the sexy part of the market late last year and early this year. But the valuations and the earnings on those kinds of stocks aren't going to come for years, if ever. This is here and now. There's $2.3 trillion going out to build, to improve roads and bridges, and it's going to take a lot of basic materials to do this, all right? picks and shovels, something, industrials, metals, okay? Cleveland Cliffs today announced they're guiding their full-year adjusted EBITDA above estimates. Now, that's not the first basic material company to guide higher. You're going to see basic material prices go up with this spending plan, which is also dangerous for inflation. And that's why you're also seeing expectations of inflation. Basic material chemical companies, cement, rock, gravel, asphalt, machinery, all of this kind of stuff. And yes, there are several ETFs, infrastructure ETFs. You can look at some of the names within those. Now, in my app, the leaders are emerging as highly rated stocks with very good technical patterns. When I make my little list of bad stocks charts and good stock charts on a daily basis, the good stock charts are, you know, mostly coming from these kind of boring picks and shovel type of sectors, which have been left behind, as I've said, by the sexier stocks. But now it'll be interesting to see if these new investors at Robinhood, which I think there's probably a lot of millennials, can bring themselves to buy Caterpillar, all right? To bring themselves to buy Deere or Magna or some of these just basic types of companies. Well, you know what? They represent a very small part of the daily volume in the market. The bigger volume in the market, roughly 75% of the daily volume in the market, are the big institutions, the mutual funds and the ETFs. And they clearly hold sway over the small investors. Now, these investors at Robinhood might be able to move GameStop, and they might be able to move, AMX Theaters or whatever. But when it comes to these massive trend that are developing and massive rotation that's taking place in the market, the institutions hold sway there. U.S. stuff is old, says one. Well, who's he calling old, says one analyst. The average age of assets is at a 55-year high, mainly due to the age of structures, okay? Companies have not spent much money on infrastructures. You know, boilers, you know, furnaces, smelters. They spent their money on technology instead. And, of course, this is going to drive, again, commodity prices higher and put pressure on inflation. You're seeing a shortage in the semiconductor sector, right? I mean, a lot of the car manufacturing plants have had to close down until they can get the chips. There's a lot of chips in your car. There's probably chips in your windshield wipers. I mean, every little bit of your car has chips in it these days. And now you're getting into the autonomous and the robotic and the self-driven and all this and that. We've also offshored a lot of this stuff. And, of course, President Trump started the movement of, hey, let's bring a lot of this stuff back from China. Well, it looks like President Biden is continuing. Intel recently announced, you know, most of the big chip foundries are offshore. Taiwan is the center of chip foundry business, building the semiconductors. Well, Intel announced a $3 billion project in Phoenix. To get into that foundry business. So there's CapEx companies in the semiconductor industry. There's Applied Materials. There's Lam Research. There's KLA Tencor. There's ASM Lithography, etc. They make the equipment for making the chips. And then, of course, you've got all the little laser companies and silicon companies. People design the chips, etc. That should be a beneficiary. So I would just say, in summary, the industrials, basic materials, and CapEx, people that make equipment, should be beneficiaries. And it's really showing up in the charts and in my Best Stocks Now app. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Twin soldiers and Nixon coming. back here to the second half of Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Boy, I just looked at about 50 charts here during the break. It's pretty easy to see what's going on in the market today. It's all about FANG. You know, you take those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple's having its first good day in quite some time. Netflix is bouncing. And NVIDIA, you've got Microsoft, Google, all having a pretty good day. So on the one hand, this has occurred before, and it hasn't followed through. But there does seem to be, at least today, a lot of interest in those big tech stocks. Not the small tech stocks, the big tech stocks. That's what's driving the NASDAQ. And as I look over at the rest of the stocks, the rest of the market, I'm seeing a lot of action in the small retail, which I talked about. I featured a couple stocks here recently, and I see them following through pretty good here today. Did I feature Kirkland? I think I featured Kirkland yesterday. It's following through very nicely today. It should be on the receiving end. I mean, all of this money that's going out from the previous massive spending bill. How many massive spending bills does America have left in it? I don't know. Look, only time will tell. I'm just a mathematician. I have to balance my budget here at my company. I have to balance my budget at my family. I don't have a printing press. You know, there's a limit to what I can borrow. Will it end well? It just seems to me at some point in time, you know, there's got to be a straw that breaks the camel's back. It's just kind of like makes your stomach churn a little bit. But anyways, be it as it may, we've got action in the, you know, where are people going to spend their money when they get a $1,400 check? Where are they going to go? You think about that, and that's going to be on the receiving end. And there is a lot of money going into people's homes right now. We have a new... Kind of a new type of economy, very much more a work-from-home type of economy than we had before, and there's a lot of beneficiaries. Now, if you're looking for those work-from-home stocks, Zoom and Peloton, et cetera, you know what? There was so much built into those stocks. They were beyond belief when, as it came to valuation, so... do your homework, mind your P's and Q's, especially your forward P's and your PEG ratios. I think that's kind of critical in this current market. Well, I mentioned Apple. I haven't seen Apple have a good day for quite some time, but it's getting an upgrade today, and maybe that's helping the whole FANG movement here today. UBS is telling investors to bite the big Apple. They upgrade the iPhone maker from neutral to buy. And I'll just say the chart's been lousy for weeks. I almost was like, you know what, I'm just going to move into something else here. But it's getting an upgrade today, and we'll see how long that lasts. It's getting a boost. It's getting a little shot of adrenaline. UBS giving it a 142 target price. Its old target price was 115. Apple today is trading at 123, a level it hasn't seen for a few weeks or so. We'll see again if this FANG move can follow through. It has failed every time it's tried to get a little rally going in the past. We've got Tesla. There's talk there perking the stock up a little bit. Tesla's been just a terrible chart for quite some time. There are signs of life. Tesla plans to build a new semi, not semiconductor, semi-trucks. I'm sure they'll have a lot of semiconductors in them, but these will be all electric trucks delivering Pepsi and Coca-Cola and whatever else, you know, on electric vehicles running around town, but they're going to build their semi-production line near its Gigafactory plant in Nevada. The company plans to produce 5 electric trucks per week at the site. So I don't see that as being a big contributor to earnings and the market cap, trying to justify the current market cap of the company. But that is some good news. And Tesla stock, I said, was at, what, 650, 661 now. It's still an expensive stock. Let's just check in on the forward. Now I said, watch those forward PEs right now. Watch those PEG ratios. Well, that applies to every stock, including Tesla. Tesla's currently got a forward PE of 114. I'm more down in the 16 to 18 area, and it's got a PEG ratio of 3.3. It's trading at three times its growth rate. I'm more down in the area of the low ones, okay? So, yeah, it good luck with it. I'm still not tempted here too much. But there is some good news. Perking it up a little, there is some signs of life in some of these momentum names. Kathy Wood's new ETF, this is the space exploration and innovation ETF. On its first day, this new ETF closed down 1.1% and saw $295 million traded. So let's check in on ARKX. Now, this is the third rocket ship ETF. There's also a Rocket, R-O-K-T, and there's also there's another one, Space, I think it is, out there. Let's see. Yeah, I can't remember it right now, but there's three of these Space. You know, that would be something you would buy for your great-grandchild, maybe. Put it in his piggy bank, and maybe 20 years from now, if the world's still here, you know, we'll be flying people to the moon and back, and you go on a vacation, rent a hotel at a resort on the craters of the moon or whatever. I'm not a fan of these space exploration stocks, but be it as it may, you got a new one out there if you're interested, ARKX. Little action in the weed patch today with the vote last night on New York State Legislature approving recreational marijuana. New York State Senate and Assembly Tuesday evening approved a bill that would legalize marijuana for recreational use. The vote was 40 to 23. Andrew Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, the beleaguered Andrew Cuomo, has said he will sign the legislation called the Marijuana and Taxation Act. And then cannabis legalization will become legal immediately. So let's just check in on some of the big players there. Canopy Growth, how's it doing today? CGC, it's up 4%. Tilray, how is Tilray doing? TLRY, it's up 7%, but those are not very good charts on those stocks. Okay, Chipotle to give away Bitcoin next week. Don't bite into one. They're hidden in the burritos. Chipotle is actively promoting a burritos or Bitcoin game promotion on April 1st. Hey, that's tomorrow. I better order my... Do they have those autonomous vehicles delivering those burritos yet? Which involves up to 10,000 winners being awarded a burrito? You get a free burrito. And up to 50 winners being awarded $500 worth of Bitcoin. How big is that coin? It can't be very big at $58,000 per coin, as well as three winners landing $25,000 in Bitcoin. So be careful when you bite into your burrito tomorrow, but you might just get lucky. The Bitcoin stock, if you want to trade the stock, I mean, Bitcoin itself, you don't want to, you know, 58,000. Of course, you do have the ETF, GBTC. Let's check in on GBTC Bitcoin today. It is, it's kind of like flat. But the stock that's, for me, the one that is the momentum stock in that area is that Marathon Digital. MARA. That thing has been a little bottle rocket from time to time. It's now a $4.3 billion company. They are launching their first North American-based Bitcoin mining pool. where do I go to see this? Are there tractors digging up the earth? Are there caterpillars mowing down, trees and whatnot to get at those bitcoins? Well, anyways, that's what's taking place. M-A-R-A. Okay, when we come back, I'll try to find you a good one. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. Boy, big tech. It's all about big tech today. But it hasn't been all about big tech for quite some time. So, you know, one day does not a new trend make. But it's interesting. And I still do own several big tech stocks. Now, here's the challenge for Gunderson today. Can I deliver? We need to find a big tech stock that is trading at a reasonable forward PE, a reasonable PEG ratio that should benefit, be on the receiving end of the infrastructure money, that has a good stock chart, and is undervalued. That's a tall order. I can't find anything. I'm going to just close. I actually found there's several that meet that criteria, and I'm going to give you one that meets all of those criteria. What, you say? Yes, it does. Applied Materials, which has been around ever since I've been in the business. I've watched Applied Materials, one of the venerable old companies from the Silicon Valley. It's a 95 billion dollar company. So does it meet the criteria? It's $121 billion company now. Okay, so we've got large tech, definitely in the tech sector. Does it meet the CapEx? Well, they make the equipment for making chips. Now, you would think if there's a chip shortage, you need more equipment to make the chips, and if there's going to be a lot of spending infrastructure-wise, lot of semiconductors in the world today, they're everywhere. Chips are everywhere, and it's a big part of infrastructure. Does it meet my valuation criteria? Well, the forward PE ratio right now on Applied Materials is 19.5. Okay, well, I said 16 to 18. That's okay. It was cheaper a few weeks ago. But having said that, okay, now the growth rate, 14% expected over the next 5 years. Well, maybe that's a little bit on the low side now that we're going to see this infrastructure bill. Maybe it'll boost up to 15 or 16%. But even if it doesn't, you've got a PEG ratio of 1.4. That's the forward PE divided by the growth rate. I have a price target of $221 per share. It's at 132. It's, I'd like to buy it just a little bit cheaper, maybe, but it does come very close to meeting my value criteria. And last but not least, Momentum. Well, Bill, the tech sector doesn't have a whole lot of momentum right now. I said, yeah, but at the beginning, I said, there are stocks within the tech sector that are doing just fine. It has, in fact, Applied Materials, believe it or not, has a momentum grade of A+. I don't have any grade higher. I don't have A++. A+. On the scale of 1 to 99, Investor's Business Daily, it's a 91. And they've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 24% per year. Its overall ranking in BestStocksNowApp.com. Where would I be without BestStocksNowApp.com? Applied Materials is currently ranked number 70 out of 5,639. Now, the formulas that are embedded in Best Stocks Now app do not know about any coming infrastructure bill. They do not know about the move to value. They do not know the sudden rise in favorability in the large cap tech stocks. It's all it knows is when it crunches the numbers and ranks Applied Materials versus the other 5,639 securities in the database, Applied Materials comes in at number 70. All right, so that's, you know, and hey, wait a minute, Bill, you like charts too? You don't want to buy a sloppy chart? No, this is about as strong a chart. It's breaking out to a new all-time high today, is Applied Materials AMAT. And they will report earnings. You've got about a month. You've got about 7 or 8 weeks before you got to start worrying about their quarterly earnings estimates. But I would expect a pretty good report given the current state, the shortage in the semiconductor, in the semiconductors themselves out there. So anyways, Applied Materials. And, you know, if you're a dividend, if you say, well, I only buy stocks that pay dividends, Applied Materials, a little less than 1%, 0.7%, but it does pay a dividend. So we'll make Applied Materials our featured stock of the day. All right. Well, you know what? I have been so busy recently putting new money coming in to our firm to work. And, of course, it's all the folks in behind me and to the side of me and in front of me that help me focus and concentrate on what I do. In fact, they, for the most part, leave me entirely alone to do what I do. We see each other every Christmas, you know. You know, we talk to each other. We tweet, we text all day long amongst ourselves. But you know what? I have a great back office, a great crew. Great to salespeople, advisors that can explain to you how the whole system works, how simple it is, how active it is, how on top of things it is. I don't know of anybody that's asleep at the wheel here at Gunderson Capital. I know some of these big wirehouse firms, they're pretty sleepy. If they're still recommending Peloton and Zoom and stocks that have fallen out of favor like that. Other thing I would say here, it does look to me like maybe the bond market is stabilizing here, which could also be a welcome thing for the tech sector. The tech sector was definitely impacted a lot by those rising interest rates. It was probably overdone. But having said that, I would look for value. I would demand value in the tech sector. And I just gave you a good one. How about that? Give us a call. Hey, we'd love to talk to you. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Get this week's newsletter. Don't miss it. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.